Let's pray. Resurrecting Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer, the one who redeems our thoughts and our words. Amen. When I think about songs of prayer and praise, I often think about hell. I fully recognize this might be surprising, and it's probably prone to being misunderstood. That might not be where you thought I was going to go. So let me explain. When I think about songs of prayer and praise, I do not think about hell because I feel like singing them feels like hell. No, that's not it. It's actually the opposite. When I think about songs of prayer and praise, I often think about hell because those are the songs that have flowed from my heart when I felt like I've been in hell. Throughout the past couple thousand years, people have come up with a whole lot of different theories about hell. And while a few of those theories are rooted in Scripture, most of them are not. When I think about hell, I usually describe it as the combination between loneliness and isolation. So hell is the combination of loneliness and isolation. There are two parts to this definition, you may have noticed. The first part, there's loneliness, which is a feeling that the American Psychological Association defines as the discomfort or the uneasiness from being or perceiving oneself to be alone or otherwise solitary. And then there's isolation. Isolation is not so much of a feeling. It's reality. It's the experience of being separated from others. On their own, loneliness and isolation are simply just parts of life. I can feel lonely, but have people that I can reach out to, people that I can call on. And I can feel isolated, and I can feel great. I mean, as an Enneagram 5, I like being isolated sometimes. So hell is not either or of these experiences. I think a good way to describe it is as the combination of the two. It's the toxic cocktail of feeling lonely and being isolated. It's the terror that sets in when you call out for help and no one is around to hear you. I've encountered varying degrees of hell in my life. My guess is that you have too. And one thing that I've learned from those experiences is that the saving love of Jesus can take many different forms. In my life, sometimes it was a kind word from a friend that guided me through the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes it was the gentle touch or the quiet and faithful presence of someone that I loved that rescued me from the pit. And still other times, it was a song of prayer and praise that set me free. And for years, it was not just any song of prayer and praise that helped set me free, that helped me know the love of Jesus. It was a song from the 2003 Jars of Clay album called Who We Are Instead. Probably tells you how old I am. The song is called Jesus' Blood Never Failed Me Yet. And the lyrics are really simple. It's just the same refrain over and over again. It goes, Jesus' blood never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus' blood never failed me yet. This one thing I know, that he loves me so. And while this is a very lovely song, and it is, I've never understood why it would spontaneously flow from my heart when I felt surrounded by loneliness and isolation. I don't remember singing it in church. I don't recall listening to it on repeat like I have so many other songs in my life. And I don't recollect ever trying to memorize this song so that I could pull it out of the file when I needed it. I never really had any sense of connection to it, but none of that really mattered. Because for years, this song would visit my heart when I felt caught in the spiral of loneliness and isolation. And it would invite me to sing. And when I whispered that tune of prayer and praise over and over again, it would slowly carry me out of the pit. It never solved the problem I was facing, but often it would be a healing balm for my loneliness. And when the loneliness hung around, this song would somehow remind me that God and others were closer than I thought. And I think this is one of the really, truly profound gifts that songs of prayer and praise offer. They provide words when we have no words. They provide a form of expression that extends to the places that words cannot go. Toward the middle of his letter to the church in Rome, the Apostle Paul wrote that the Holy Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words when we do not know how to pray. And sometimes the rhythm and the tone, melody and the lyrics of a song can flow together in just such a way that it helps us hear the Spirit groaning on our behalf. This is what songs of prayer and praise do. They provide words when we have no words. And when the words that we do have fall short, they provide a form of expression that extends to the places that our words cannot go. And they offer this gift to you and to me when we are held captive by that hellish blend of loneliness and isolation. And it's important to note that they also offer this gift in other seasons of life. They offer their gifts when we feel like we are just drifting in the mundane moments of life. Moments when we don't have words because we don't have much. We're just kind of there. And these songs offer their gifts when we are overwhelmed with excitement, when we're wrapped in a joy that is difficult to explain. In so many different moments of life, songs of praise and prayer can help us feel, and they can help us hear the Spirit groaning on our behalf. This is what these types of songs do, because this is what they've always done. In our faith tradition, the practice of singing songs of praise and prayer goes back a really long way. It goes back to the Psalms. The Psalms contain roughly 150 musical poems that celebrate and declare and confess who God is, which is to say they are musical poems of praise. And at the same time, the Psalms direct our desires and our longings toward God, which is to say that they are also musical poems of prayer. One of the more well-known musical poems that weaves together prayer and praise is Psalm 23. If you're not familiar with Psalm 23, no worries. No one knows the tune, so you're good there. But what we do have record of are the words. Here are the words of Psalm 23 when they're translated into English. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me on pathways of justice for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The psalm opens with a declaration of who God is. God is their shepherd. And as their shepherd, God does a number of different things in their life. God teaches them to rest in places that are safe, places that cultivate shalom. God restores their life, and God shows them how to live in ways that are true and good. And then in the middle part of the psalm, things begin to shift a little bit. The psalmist is no longer talking about God. The psalmist is talking to God. They are directing their desires and their longings to their shepherd. They're reminding God and themselves that God is with them when they wander through those shadowy valleys. God is with them when they are surrounded by their enemies. God guides, comforts, and sustains them in ways that lead to peace. This is who God has been, and it's who the psalmist longs for God to be. Psalm 23 is a beautiful mixture of praise and prayer. They're words for when we have no words. They are words that extend into the places that words cannot go. And when we are filled with gratitude because we are sharing a meal with others that will nourish our bodies and our soul, Psalm 23 offers us words of thanksgiving. And when we are filled with anxiety because we don't know when we will find a warm meal or a close companion, Psalm 23 offers words that direct our profound longings to God. Our focus song this morning offers you and I the same gift, in part because it's based on Psalm 23, and also in part because it's a beautifully arranged song of prayer and praise. The song is called "My Shepherd Will Supply My Need." The words were written in 1719 by Isaac Watts. And this edition of the music was arranged in 1832 by Joseph Funk, and J. Harold Moyer added some harmony to it in 1969. This song is a gift that we received from the community of faith long before us. And we're going to sing it together in a couple minutes. But for now, I want to read the lyrics through one more time. And as I do, I invite you to listen carefully. I invite you to listen for echoes of Psalm 23, for the ways this musical poem weaves together prayer and praise. And I invite you to listen for the ways that this song extends into the places that our words can't go. My shepherd will supply my need. Most holy is your name. In pastures fresh you make me feed beside the living streams. You bring my wandering spirit back when I forsake your ways, and lead me for your mercy's sake in paths of truth and grace. When I walk through the shades of death, your presence is my stay. One word of your supporting breath drives all my fears away. Your hand, in sight of all my foes, does still my table spread. My cup with blessings overflows. Your oil anoints my head. The sure provisions of my God attend me all my days. O may your house be my abode, and all my work be praise. There would I find a settled rest, while others go and come. No more a stranger nor a guest, but like a child at home. Similar to Psalm 23, this song opens with words of praise that declare who God is. God is our shepherd. God brings us back when we wander away. God leads us in ways of truth and grace. God is present with us. God is our supporting breath. God anoints our head with oil, provides us settled rest. This is who God is. Woven in and through these words of prayer about who God is are words of praise, are words about prayer. Woven through this song is the longing for God to continue being God, for God to continue bringing us back when we wander off, for God's faithfulness to continue driving our fears away, for God's presence to continue being a home that welcomes us not as a stranger or a guest, but as a beloved child. Similar to "My Shepherd Will Supply My Need," some songs highlight specific words and phrases from Scripture, and they invite us to make those words our own. But this is not the case for every song of prayer and praise. Other songs of prayer and praise, they draw on biblical images in a more indirect way. These would be songs like "Praise God from whom all blessings flow," "Breathe," like we sang earlier, "You make beautiful things." They can also be songs that don't make it into a hymnal. I think Dale spoke about this a little earlier. Songs like Tracy Chapman's Save Us All, The Muse's Hallelujah, Modest Yahoo's One Day. Just because a psalm quotes scripture directly does not make it a song of praise and prayer. No, rather, a song is one of praise and prayer because it shares certain gifts with you and me. A song of praise and prayer is one that offers us words of faith when we have no words. We might have lost or forgotten or given up on the words of faith that we used to use. And in those moments, songs of prayer and praise can provide us with the words that we need to help us remember God's love, God's justice, and God's shalom. They can provide words that help us figure out how to bring our longings and our desires to God. And songs of prayer and praise offer you and me a form of expression that extends to the places that words cannot go. They find us when we feel surrounded by hell. They find us when our cup overflows with joy. They find us when we feel somewhere in between. They are songs that find us in those moments, and they help us hear. They help us feel the Holy Spirit who is groaning to the Lord on our behalf. Those are the gifts that songs of praise and prayer offer. Thanks be to God for songs such as these. Let's pray.